your source for everything paranormal. Para-X. The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual host and their guests do not necessarily reflect those of Para-X, its affiliates, or its sponsors.
The Gathering. The supernatural world can be a dark, intimidating, and scary place. We gather to shine light on the mysterious and misunderstood aspects of the paranormal world. We bring to the table years of experience as mediums, healing channels, and paranormal investigators.
We share true stories from our experiences to dispel fear where we can and help you discover the amazing layers that make up the paranormal world. You are invited to gather around the metaphysical table with us and discuss the worlds of the unseen on The Gathering Radio Show.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to The Gathering. This is Stephanie.
And this is Heidi. We are here on another Tuesday night on the Para-X Network and super glad to be here. Mm-hmm. So thanks for joining us, everybody.
Yeah, it's a beautiful, well, today's not so beautiful, but it's been really hot here in Minnesota because we always have to tell everybody about the weather here in Minnesota because it goes from, 30 below to 90 above this weekend. And today it's back to like 50-ish. I don't know what the temperature is. And it was raining part of the day.
Yeah, it was. That's all right, though. It wasn't snowing.
That's right. That's true. But yeah, so it's summer, and it's almost the solstice, hey? A week. And yeah. It's the summer solstice.
Yeah. It's a little over a week, isn't it? Yeah. 21st.
Like a week.
21st.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like still, it's coming up. Oh, my gosh. It's kind of sad, because then it goes downhill from here.
I know.
I hate to say it.
And right now, the energy is so wild out there, especially in the morning and the evening. It's just kind of crazy. It's like it's just buzzing. Just buzzing.
Yeah.
It's just the coolest thing ever.
It is. Very cool. So, yeah. But here, we're finally together tonight, too.
Yes.
I was going to say, for the record, because thankfully, as I look at Stephanie on Skype, it's a weird screenshot because her Skype froze, the video part froze. So now I get to see, that happened last week, but I couldn't see you. So I was just kind of winging it last week.
I know.
But I can see you this week because we're sitting together. So it's fun.
It was hard. Yeah, it was hard last week because as I don't know if everyone knows, but my computer had a misfortunate accident. And
yeah, so, between it and your hand.
Right. And so so I had to wait for a couple of weeks because I ordered one and then I was using my phone. And so then I have the new computer. And last week we had these intense thunderstorms. So I kept getting kicked off. So Heidi had to start the show herself. And
which
then,
is fine. But
it is.
I wasn't expecting it. No. It was weird.
And because we were not in the same place, normally we're at least used to looking at each other online, and we couldn't do that because my video froze on Skype. So I don't know what's going on, but we'll figure it out.
And it still froze.
It still froze. So I'm going to have to uninstall and reinstall Skype. I think that'll probably fix the problem. But
yay!
It's fun. all the exciting things that happen with a new computer.
Fun times with Skype. We love to hate you. All right.
We do. It's such a difficult program sometimes. It's very temperamental.
It is temperamental. Mm-hmm. That's all right. Hey, we should give a shout out to some listeners that we found out were tuning in last week. I'd love to do that if that's cool with you, Steph.
Let's do it.
And we should have said this last week anyway because it was Memorial Week and
it was.
We didn't acknowledge the troops and thank all the troops and veterans for serving our country. We do appreciate that. And we know that there's some, or there were last week anyway, some folks listening who are currently serving. And we heard through some folks that we know through the grapevine that they had been tuning in. And we appreciate you if you are listening this week and if you tune into the podcasts, thank you for serving.
Thanks for
listening too. Appreciate it.
Yes. And stay safe wherever you are. I know I heard some of them are from the Middle East and, or over that way and Europe. And so fun. If you're listening, we're glad that you, like to listen to us, because sometimes last week we had a really cool show, though. You know, we talked about time travel, and here's my brother Joe trying to get a hold of me on Facebook chat right now. So we'll just turn that right off. So that was really fun. And this week we just thought we would do a catch-up session, because we haven't really done one of those for a long time.
You know what I was thinking? We're talking about the veterans and or the people serving. I want to say veterans, because if there's anybody that's serving and you are somewhere that has some weird activity, we'd love to hear about it.
Yes.
You know, even if you just send us a message through Facebook, through our Facebook page or our individual pages or our website, however you want to get a hold of us, or hop in the chat room if you can. I'm not sure what kind of access you have, or, you know, even if you're just listening through the podcasts, if you have some interesting activity, and you don't have to say who you are, you know, just, or if you want to ask about something that's happening where you are and you want some more information around some weird thing that's happening or whatever, I'd love to hear about it. I think that would be really interesting from wherever you are, just say, hey, this is what's happening, or hey, do you know about this?
Yes.
Because I think that would be an interesting,
we might get a
good topic for a show that way.
Well, yeah. And you know, they're all over. So in places of the world that have had humans since the beginning of dawn, right? So there must be a lot of spiritual activity in other places compared to here. I mean, we had you too, but I mean, when you think of the Middle East, for example, that's where humanity started, right? It's the place where it all started. So yeah, send us a note on Facebook or send it to our, we have thegathering@gmail.com or the gathering website. You can go there and it'll direct you to both places. So that would be really fun if we could get some cool stories.
Yeah, I think it would be awesome. So if you can somehow, some way, or have a friend send a message if you can't get to computer, whatever, it would be interesting to have a topic from those who are serving.
Yeah.
I think that would be cool.
Yeah, it would be very cool. Or if you have a really interesting story you'd like to share with us on air, boy, that would really be fun. We could get you on. I think that would be really fun to talk to somebody like that.
Yeah, if we could get you on. You know, Skype you in or something, that would be cool. Mm-hmm. Or if you can't, you can just send us your story and we can do it that way. Or hop in the chat room.
Yeah, exactly.
If you can. I just don't know what military folks have access to at this exact moment in time when we're on, you know, wherever you are, it's not the same time as here. I understand that. So anyway, just I wanted to throw that out there, but thank you everybody who are listening and serving or have served. We appreciate it.
Yeah,
No words.
For sure. Yeah. So Heidi, what have you been up to? So we're just going to kind of catch up. We're going to catch up, you know, we're going to talk about some things that we've talked about in the last few weeks. Last week's show was especially mind-boggling. And I know for those listening, you probably were scratching your heads because there were a lot of times where we were just pretty quiet because we were kind of noodling all these things that we were talking about.
Yeah.
And I think I even said, when we're on the radio, we shouldn't be quiet now.
No, because we sit and think about things because it's interesting.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it's interesting when we start talking about a topic and then it's like my brain spider webs out into a million directions and I want to go all those directions at once.
Yeah.
And so I start thinking about it, forgetting that I should actually be saying something because we can't just have dead air while I'm sitting and thinking about something and, you know, same with you. So,
yeah,
we have to not do that. But what have I been working on? Okay, so I talked about this last week when you fell off the earth in the beginning of the show.
Yes.
I talked about the UFO investigation that we're working on.
Yes.
And so we got some of the evidence review done since last week. And I posted this on our MPRS Facebook page. When we got to the house, we did some talking with the homeowner, getting some of the information. Like, I heard everything, but I wanted the team to hear everything.
Mm-hmm.
And so we talked to her for a while and then we asked to have a walkthrough of the home.
Yeah.
And she gave us the tour and said, you know, this is where this happened. This is where this was. And then let us kind of just wander around. And so when we went down to the basement, one of the rooms, there were two rooms that were empty and one just felt weirder than the other. They both didn't feel good, but I think empty rooms sometimes feel like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when there's rooms without furniture, it's kind of like a room that has furniture, but nobody ever goes in it.
Mm-hmm.
Those can feel weird too. And I think when I work with people and they have a home that has a room that gets no human interaction, I am like, you know what? If something's going to fill this room. So I recommend it's you.
Right.
Human.
Right.
than something else. So a room that doesn't have any activity at all, whether it has furniture or not, they don't feel right. Mm-hmm. So these rooms didn't have any furniture and they just didn't feel right. And so I was getting some of the folks on the team. I'm like, hey, come down to this room, you know, come on down here. Let's hang out here for a minute. It wasn't a big room. So we took turns, you know, like three people at a time. And when one of the groups was in there, one of the investigators, Amy, had a recorder, a video recorder, and then a voice recorder. I think this was captured on two different formats. So the video camera was capturing what was happening visually and then audio, but mm-hmm. this didn't come through in the audio. I believe it came through her voice recorder at the same time that she was recording, but it didn't show up on the video camera, mm-hmm. The audio of the video camera. So we were in they were in this room and they were just like, hey, can you talk into this voice recorder? Is there anything that you want to say? You know, we're just kind of wondering because, you know, here we're doing this not paranormal investigation. We're doing a UFO investigation, which we haven't done before.
Yeah.
But the person that contacted me knew me through social media and she's like, you're the one. You should do this. And I'm like, okay, why not? Let's try it. And so I thought, well, we're going to try it as best we can. And if it feels like it gets to a point where we should contact someone else to continue, we will certainly do that. So we were just doing it. We were kind of treating it like a normal paranormal investigation, right?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know what else to do. So we brought all of our equipment, hoping, you know, a big flying saucer would just pop over the house and, you know, we could say, hey, we did it. You know, we caught something on camera, but that probably wouldn't happen. So we're like, we'll just walk around through the house and see, you know, because what about, you know, we talked about this before with the UFOs and Bigfoot having this connection, these sightings happening, they kind of line up, right? Mm-hmm. And so why wouldn't other paranormal activity happen?
Right.
You know, is that why, you know, that there's UFO activity because there's already paranormal activity, or is there paranormal activity because there's UFO activity? Like, I don't know.
Don't you wonder if they're all connected? Because that's what I kind of thought.
Well,
last
I kind of think so.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't they be connected?
Well, I mean, it's all that, you know, it's the paranormal world, right? It's not normal.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not normal place, commonplace. Yeah.
That's what I think. So we just brought all of our stuff and
mm-hmm.
we're like, okay, let's see what happens. And so we had a group in this little room downstairs and I was not in there when this happened. And they were walking around, can you talk into the recorder, you know, whatever. And not in the camera recorder, but the voice recorder, a voice came through and said, and I won't say the swear word part,
mm-hmm.
get the F out.
Right.
And it was clear.
Mm-hmm.
It's very clear
mm-hmm.
what is being said.
And this was in the room where there was no one and no human presence, correct?
Well, there were three investigators in.
Okay. Yeah, but I mean, normally that room just sits idle.
Right, because there's no furniture.
Yeah.
So it was, yeah, it was very clear. And I think in a different audio, there was someone else saying, get out. Amy went through her audio and she sent probably 8 EVPs.
Mm-hmm.
I take that back. They weren't all EVPs. Some were with the ghost box.
Okay.
With the spirit box.
Yeah.
And the, what do you call it? Geoport. Why do I call it the ghost box? It's not. It's the Geoport and the SBS-7. So some of them were with that.
Yeah.
But the EVPs that she caught were interesting. In the one of the SBS-7 Geoport messages, someone actually said, I'm dead.
Oh,
yeah.
That's interesting.
Because this, if it's actually using words from the radio, then who says that on the radio?
Right.
Right?
I'm dead.
I'm dead.
Nobody.
I mean, maybe. I can see, like, oh, you're talking to this DJ's talking. They're like, oh, I'm in trouble with my wife when I get home. I'm dead.
Yeah, or whatever,
I suppose, but
right.
How often do you think you hear it?
Yeah, not very often.
So, I don't know. I just thought that was interesting. And there was a whole bunch of things that she sent. And I sent it to the homeowner and I said, here's everything we've captured so far. And she's like, oh my gosh, that room, I used to use it for my computer room. And I hated being in there. She goes, it was awful. And the cats wouldn't go in there.
Oh.
If they were in there, they had to be sitting on my lap. Otherwise, they were never in there. They wouldn't just hang out in there if I was in there. Or even if I wasn't in there, they would never hang out. She said, it's always just been really creepy. So, yeah.
Well, and you know, if animals won't go in there, there's a problem, right?
I think so.
You know.
Yeah. I think the animals won't go in. There's a massive problem.
That's cool. And are you going to post that EVP to the Facebook page? Because I heard it.
Yeah,
I can post it to the gathering. Yeah, because it's pretty clear. I think you guys should listen to it because it's really cool. You know, we always like to share evidence with everyone when we get something good. So, yeah, just take a listen, you know, when you have a minute. But so have you scheduled the investigation yet for that place?
Yeah, we're going back in July.
Okay.
And, yeah, we're going to go back and do an overnight. And actually, Marilyn, who is who is taking some photos, and it's cool working with Marilyn because she – you know, I love the people that I bring on the team. I have, you know, people that I work with. You know how it is when you work with certain people in paranormal. Mm-hmm. Certain people do certain things and you just go, that's your thing.
Yeah.
It's your thing. Like, you are so good at that. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know anybody else that's quite as good as you are at that thing.
Yeah.
And so, like, Amy and EVPs, like, I have never, and, like, anything. Like, the geoport, the EVPs, whatever. She's, that's her thing. She is. But at that, she can catch that stuff. Like, and it's clear her stuff. You don't have to fight for it. You don't have to dig it out.
Yep.
You don't have to. It's like she just puts it out there. She doesn't edit it. It's not. I mean, she cuts it so that it's not like 2 hours long. But that's it. And it's just like, thank you. It's super clear. Mm-hmm. This is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And Marilyn, her thing is pictures.
Yeah, and she does like real film. Like
she does two different cameras. Yeah, she has a regular flash film camera, and then she uses a digital.
Mm-hmm.
So she has two different versions. And the stuff that she catches, I'm like, that's your thing.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Like if you just walk around with your camera and catch that stuff and show it to me later, that's super cool.
Mm-hmm.
And she did say that she had, she was outside standing where the homeowner was standing when the what she believes is the UFO is over the house.
Mm-hmm.
And she was pointing the camera up and she said she could not see it with her eye, but in the screen of the camera, so this must have been a digital camera, she could see a mass.
Really?
In the cloud. And I was like, well, that's weird. She goes, so I took a picture and she goes, I couldn't see it with my eyes. There was nothing there, but I could see something in the image, that there was a shape. And I was like, well, that's interesting because that's kind of like with the EVPs.
Mm-hmm.
We don't hear it with our ear, but the piece of equipment catches it.
Yes.
But I don't understand. I mean, I guess our eyes and the camera lens are not the same.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I don't understand what the difference is because I don't know cameras. I don't know eyeballs as a matter of fact, but I think it's interesting that she saw something through the camera
and
that she
didn't see.
Did she
get a picture of it? Can you see it on the photo?
I didn't see the picture yet.
Okay.
Yeah. So it'll be interesting to see the photo.
Yeah. Yeah. It will be interesting to see the photo. Yeah, I know. She does really good at investigation photos.
Oh, gosh.
And the fact that she does real film, too, because who uses real film nowadays?
Right. I don't even know where you get it anymore.
I was just going to say, I don't even know where you have it developed. I imagine there's some place you send it into, but I suppose maybe, what's the name of that big photo place that you can have, like, albums and stuff made?
I don't know.
You know
what
I'm talking about.
There are places around town that you can bring film to.
Oh, probably.
I mean, I would imagine there are, because she's probably not the only person. Photographers would do it, but I think a lot of photographers might develop their own, but there's probably still places you can. It's just that you don't do it anymore, so nobody knows. But, so I'm excited to get back there. And it's just, it's cool. We're I'm excited to go back and just see what else we can get. And we're going to go at night and stay overnight in the backyard.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully I'm just putting everything out there that something happens while we're there that is not something like people. I want, like, I'm clarifying that something paranormal happens.
Yeah.
It's just so hard because how do you pick the day? You know,
yes.
You pick the day, the one day that something's going to fly over the house while you just have to be sitting there with all this equipment. We'll see.
I know. But the area you told me it's in has a lot of weird stuff happening. So it would be awesome. Ghost Dance is saying Fuji still develops film and Walmart sends their film to Fuji. Just in case anybody and I have found a couple of rolls of film in my closet, in my cupboards that are who knows what on those. So I should send them in and get them developed because you just never know. He's also saying it's usually within the lens or sensors, things like that. Yeah, you know, it is true. But cool. I mean, I love it. So good thing.
Yeah, so I'm going to share the video right now. I'll share it to the Gathering Facebook page and then I'll put a link in the chat room too so you guys can see it. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
I mean, I apologize ahead of time for the swearing, but I didn't pick that.
No.
I mean, I'm sorry.
Sometimes it just happens. You know, we've gotten a lot of audio that too says stuff like that, the F word, or, you know, it's pretty harsh what those spirits are saying. So, I mean, you know, it is what it is. You know, they're just normal people that are dead that are saying the same things they probably said in life, right? You know, it's all good.
I would imagine. You know, we had, I think I told this story, we had when we were at the Bakken Museum,
mm-hmm.
in the Geoport with the SB7, someone said the F word.
Yeah.
And then they apologized later, and which is weird because if they're, again, the theory, excuse me, all of a sudden I have the hiccups. The theory is that, you know, these scanning the radio stations, they're either using the words from the station, they're
right.
pulling them out and mm-hmm. popping them out so they answer something or say something, or they're using the white noise energy to speak their own words.
Yes.
So yes. either way, it's not the radio.
Yes.
Because they can't say that.
It's something manipulating the radio, what's on the radio.
Yeah, because the radio yes. can't say it. So they're not even using those words.
Mm-hmm.
Because they can't exactly. swear on
exactly.
the radio.
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
So well, it can't be the radio.
Yeah, no, you can't. So, yeah, you can't swear like that on the radio. That is for sure. Kat saying Walgreens and CVS still advertise for dropping things off, too. Well, there you go.
Dropping off film?
Film, yeah, film. So, cool. Well, I'm just going to have to get that film in because I just have all kinds of them in that. Not all. I have like 3 or 4, though, that I've found. And I keep thinking I should take them in somewhere and see what's on them, you know, 10 years ago. Who knows? But anyway, oh, well, that's fun. So I'm glad you scheduled that, and that's awesome. And cool.
Very cool. So that's what I'm working on right now, and I'm excited to go back. And mm-hmm. Actually, we haven't even gone through all the recorders, you know, mm-hmm. we have so many recorders and stuff. So there's still a few more pieces to go through, and then mm-hmm. we'll be good to get back.
Ghost Dance is asking, does your equipment pick up shortwave?
Oh, you know, I believe Kevin has a piece of equipment that might. I don't mm-hmm. don't quote me on that. I would have to ask him. We actually brought he brought an old. It looked like it's something you'd pick up at Axeman.
Oh,
it looked like Axeman product, but it was to detect radiation.
Oh, and what does he hope to get with that?
Well, actually, it did pick up. It was registering something.
Oh.
In the spot that she stood outside looking up at the UFO.
Where did he get such a thing?
I'm guessing Axeman. I don't know. I have no idea where he got it. I'm saying I'm being funny about it. I have no idea.
Yeah.
But it was real. It's a real piece of equipment.
Yeah.
It's old.
Yeah.
But
like
it,
from back in the 40s when everybody was worried they were going to be bombed,
probably.
You know? Yeah. That's interesting.
Yeah.
So that's really interesting.
I don't think we got any other readings. Maybe there was a quick one in that weird room downstairs, but otherwise nothing mm-hmm. until the exact spot she stood outside and nothing around that spot, not anywhere else. Just this one little spot right in the middle of where she stood the night that she saw the UFO above her house.
That's just creepy.
Mm-hmm.
That's really creepy.
I think it's awesome.
That's what
you know,
I
what's, and oh. here's what's really interesting is that when I got this case, and maybe I said this last week, when I got this case, I said, you know, we're going to do it.
Yes.
You know, and so I had talked to Tim and said, would you be interested in doing this? And he's like, absolutely.
Yeah.
And then before we went over to the investigation, I said, what does Spirit Guide say about this? And because I kind of knew. And then I said, well, I want to hear what he says. And he said, he looked really serious. And he said, are you ready? And I was like, okay. I said, yeah. I said, well, here's the deal. Why would it have been presented to us if
exactly.
we weren't ready?
Exactly.
And Spirit Guide said, because you can always say no.
That's right.
And I said, well, I'm not saying no. He goes, all right, then. And he looked like, you want it? You got it. Just
mm-hmm.
buckle up.
Yep. Enjoy the ride.
He just was like, are you sure? I'm like, uh-huh. He's like, okay. Here we go. Oh, God.
Well, you know, we do know some people in the MUFON and MUFON ID. So, you know, if things get wild, we can always call them.
For sure. Yeah. For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I will. I just was like, yeah. Okay,
see,
here we go.
Cool. That's awesome. Put on your seatbelts. Hold tight.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So it was interesting to see his reaction because I was like, oh, this is the real deal. This is legit. So
that's cool.
Yep. That's my big story that just actually, sorry, I sucked up a whole bunch of time, but it's really exciting. Because you know how we like to do other things. It's not just Bigfoot for squatters.
It's
the cryptids. It's anything.
Talking about lake monsters, so Katie Elizabeth posted on Facebook today that she has had two reports of Champ, who's the monster out there in the lake. She's looking at Lake Champlain. And two separate reports within a day or two of each other, and they saw the head pop out of the water, and it was a greenish color, and then they saw the humps.
Wow.
And they were like right out of the marshlands. You know, she told us that they go in the marshlands. How exciting. We got to get out there. Cool. We got to get out there and go out with her. I just think she invited us. I think we should take her up on this.
You know, because we have nothing better to do.
Right?
We have all this time just sitting around doing nothing. We should just go out there.
Mm-hmm. I just think it would be awesome. I think maybe next year.
I think
year
it would be awesome too. I have zero time.
I know. Maybe next year
we'd have to book now.
Yeah. But I would love to go. I would love to go. If she's serious about having us, man, I'm there. I'm there in a heartbeat because that would be fun to know what she does and how she does it so that we can apply it to what we've heard here in Minnesota, which there's a lot of lakes here in Minnesota that claim to have sea monsters. And I've talked to a lot of eyewitnesses. So, you know, we really need to get down to Lake Pepin too this summer now that it's too buggy and icky to be in the woods right now. Mm-hmm. It would be fun to do some other cryptids that we're looking for. So, you know, we need to get down to Lake Pepin, and we'll be up in the Leech Lake area pretty soon again. So maybe we can get up there and look for that monster and dogman.
Look for your mermaid. Dive in and let her pull you under.
Yeah, up in Canada. And you know, that lake, Big Rainy, you can get to the ocean eventually. So, I mean, I can understand how that could happen. I mean, over a lot
can
of...
you get to the ocean?
Yeah, I was looking. So different rivers and stuff connected to the Great Lakes, which eventually connects to the ocean.
Are the rivers deep though?
Well, for a mermaid, I mean, that's like you and me, really, with a fin. I'm just saying, you know.
Yeah, but I don't know.
I mean, I could see where it would happen, you know. And
I suppose if the lake or the rivers were deep enough.
Yeah. Yeah. And they look, I mean, if they're on a map, I mean, I don't think they're like creeks or whatever, you know. I think they're like really, you know, they're true rivers.
Right.
Ghost Dance is saying Black Bear Pizza. Yes, absolutely. That's like the headquarters for Pepe. So, yeah, we need to get down there and talk to some more people. And we talked about having not a Squatch chat there, but a cryptid chat. So
yeah.
I think we need to, and you know, we've been hearing reports from a Bigfoot down in southeastern Minnesota, right along the river down there. So Kim and I are going to go do some scouting here in the next couple of weeks and see what we find down there. It seems like we're always focused north if we're not in our research area. And, you know, we need to go south now. We need to expand, I think, a little bit. And that Mississippi River Valley is incredible down there, especially down in Iowa. I'm sure you've seen it. It's amazing. It's beautiful.
It is. Yep.
Huge, amazing, and Squatchy. Oh yeah, I can see they get, you know, hide out in there for sure. So yeah, hopefully the next few weeks, Kimmy and I we'll go down there and we'll do some scouting and we'll talk to people and see what we can find and see if the crew needs to go down there for an investigation, which I'm sure we should. You know, we'll just have to schedule it. But yeah, Ghost Dance keeps talking about Black Bear Pizza and Good Chow. Yes, they have really good pizza there, too.
Well, another reason to go, right?
Well, exactly. And it's
good food.
Right on the lake. It's good food, good pizza. The owner has seen Pepe. He's got pictures of Pepe, can I just say? So, yeah, it's a fun place to go. And you know what? We've already went through half an hour, Heidi, on the show. It's 8:30.
Oh, my God.
See, we said we wanted a catch-up show. I know we said we didn't know what we were going to talk about, but, boy, we sure find a lot of things to talk about.
Well, I want to talk about the story. I just didn't realize it would take that long. So.
Oh, yeah. No. But, you know, because we haven't had a chance to just sit and blab for a while. And we have been doing a lot of stuff. So, you know, it's good. This is all good. And if anybody on the chat has anything they want to talk about, you know, just, you know, put it out there because, you know, it's fun time. But anyway, we are at the 30-minute time, so we're going to go to commercial break. So stay tuned. We will be back in 2 minutes. This is The Gathering.
Monday nights at midnight on the Staring Into the Abyss radio show. Come, get lost with us.
UFOs are found in Renaissance art, on ancient coins, and etched on cave walls. They're even reported in the Bible. But more surprising is when UFOs are seen the most in times of war. Through centuries, thousands of UFO sightings have been made by high-ranking officials, military pilots, and ordinary soldiers. Often, these fantastic appearances occur at the height of great battles. From World War I to D-Day to Korea, Vietnam, and beyond, military investigators are baffled. Why do UFO sightings spike so drastically during wartime? Could it be mistaken aircraft, or is someone or something looking in on us? In UFOs in Wartime, What They Didn't Want You to Know, Mac Maloney chronicles centuries of these incredible sightings and tries to solve the puzzle of why so many UFOs are seen while humanity is at war. Read about the scare ships, the ghost planes, and the ghost rockets, alien giants in the jungles of Vietnam, UFOs controlling our ICBM bases, dogfights with flying saucers during the Gulf War, and more. 300 pages of unbelievable stories, along with many startling photographs. That's UFOs in Wartime, What They Didn't Want You to Know, by Mac Maloney. On sale at your local bookstore or on Amazon.com.
Welcome back to The Gathering here on the Para-X Network, and we've been just catching up with all the stuff that we've been working on, and while we were on commercial break, Stephanie disappeared. And it's funny because she's sitting right in front of me, but she disappeared in the radio sense. Everything stopped working over on her computer. So anyway, we're going to try and get her back in, but yeah, we've been talking about some of our adventures. I had my UFO adventure, and she was talking about, we've just been talking about some cool stuff. So we wanted to talk about an event that happened. No, I can't hear you. We might have to spoon with my headset, which would be weird. So there's a story that, Steph, I wanted you to share from when you were just up north, because I think that would be cool, but I know you're busy, so I'm not going to have you do that right now. So anyway, I don't know what's... We'll get this figured out. No, I can't hear you. So I know, you were just sitting there. Although we are... Okay, so we are at my studio. We're here in the St. Louis Park My Spirit Experience studio, and I'm going to say that I had a Reiki class this weekend. It was a master class, so it was both days. And it was really awesome. It was really powerful and amazing. And it was so busy in here. Spirits were everywhere. And the people in the class are sensitive. They're like, what the heck is going on? I'm like, I know. I said, I don't understand. They were walking around like, hey, can I have a seat? Can I take this class? Which I think is funny because, hello, there are spirits. But anyway, it was so crazy active in here. So I wonder if we might have a little technical difficulty based on just some of the activity here. So yeah, I'm just wondering if that's what's going on. Well, here, why don't you borrow my headset, because I want you to tell that story that you told me about when you were up north, if you want to do that. Well, we'll keep fudging with it. Maybe I'll mess with it, you hop on my computer, because I want you to tell that story because I think it's really cool. All right, so we're gonna just swap here. Okay, here you go.
I mean, that is so weird because I wasn't doing anything. I was just sitting there. Whatever. It doesn't matter. You know, it's probably user error. I have a new computer, but it looks like it's all hooked up to the right one. So I'm just not really sure what's happening. Anyway, what I was going to talk about. So this last weekend, Squatchers was up north, way up north, can I just say. So we stayed with Karen, who lives about north of Effie a ways. And, you know, it's called the edge of the wilderness up there, and it truly is the edge of the wilderness. I mean, she lives on this gravel road. It's awesome. I love it. But we participated in Big Forks Wilderness Day, and we didn't really know what that was going to be about. You know, Karen thought it would be a good thing if we were up there just to kind of get our name out, and we did that. You know, they weren't really Bigfoot people up there, but you know, we had interest, and we had our photo taken for the paper, and you know, whatever. It's all good. But it was super, super hot, and bugs are flying. The bugs are already bad. So we decided just to hang out. And after we got back from Big Fork and we were at Karin's, and one of her cats, she put both of her cats out when we got home. And one of them didn't come back. And we kept going out and hollering. And she said, you know, normally this cat, when she goes out and calls her name, she comes right away. Well, every once in a while, we'd go out and look for her and couldn't find her. We actually went out and did a trek and walked through the woods where she likes to be. And we couldn't find her. And she wasn't responding. And, you know, we were all getting more nervous. And, you know, after a few hours, it was like we said, well, let's go out and we'll burn some sage. We thought about having a fire, but it was so hot. You know, we just didn't want to do that. So we got the bowl and we got the sage, and I had some really good tobacco. So we made an offering, and then we started the sage, and we all formed a circle and held hands and asked for the spirit guides to help us find the kitty, you know, because it was approaching dark and we didn't want her out there anymore. And I think the biggest thing was, earlier in the evening when we were all sitting in the living room, we had seen something fly by, and it was something big, and it looked like it had kind of touched the ground. And I said, oh my God, I sure hope that it wasn't an eagle and he got a hold of Tootsie, you know, because then we couldn't find Tootsie, you know. So that was our biggest fear, was that it was a big eagle and it came down and got Tootsie. So we, you know, we lit the sage, got in the circle, held hands, did a ceremony. We asked the forest spirits and the spirits to help us find Tootsie, or to help bring her home. And, you know, we asked Bigfoot for his help, because, you know, Bigfoot's big around there. And we all, you know, kept, you know, in our heads, you know, and I kept looking to the left and looking to the left. And then we'd, you know, look at them. And then we all just looked to the left, and here comes Tootsie out of the middle of nowhere. So it was the coolest thing. Now, whether I think that, you know, I do really feel like those spirits helped her find home, you know, because this cat was always right on the money. If she was let out and Karin went out and called her, she was right there. You know, she came right back. And the other cat, Shiloh, is really good about coming. So, yeah, bizarre that happened. I don't know where she had disappeared to for all those hours, but we were very happy to see her. And it was an amazing experience. So hopefully, you know, if our intentions helped and our asking of the spirits to help us find her worked, I really think it did. You know, it was just a really cool feeling, really cool feeling. But what was so cool about it was, when we were all in the circle when we first got there and we started this and we were all holding hands, it was like the winds came and circled around us. It was like almost like an embrace. And it just felt like they were all around us and there to help. And, you know, when we were up there the last time a few weeks ago, when we were in the woods and we had found those big arches where all the energy was, we had done a circle like that as well. You know, offered some tobacco. We didn't burn sage that time, but we were all in the circle and asking the nature spirits for guidance. And that same thing happened at that point. You know, it felt like the winds were circling us and surrounding us and hugging us. And so just a really cool, really cool experience. And you're not getting my computer fixed, are you? Okay. So it's Skype. So, bomber. So anyway, so that's how that works. But so that was really cool. And then the rest of the evening, I got to say, we just kind of relaxed. We watched Cultured Bigfoot, which I haven't watched for a long time. It was fun to watch it with a couple of the other squatchers, you know, and we had a glass of wine. And, you know, it was just a really relaxing weekend for a change. Normally when we're up there, we're running, you know, we hit the ground running. The minute we're there, boom, we're here, there, everywhere. We're out in the woods. We're talking to people. And this time we really, you know, had some fun. The night before, we had went to this place called Deer Lake Charlie's, which is a venue that's close to Deer Lake, obviously. And it's an old barn that they converted into a bar that's only open in the summertime. And I know I posted on Facebook pictures of us there, because I said, you know, you're in northern Minnesota when the bathroom at the bar is an outhouse. And it is. is out in the middle of the woods, you know, but it was packed. It was packed. The place was jumping. I'm telling you what. And that's where we went there, because our squatchers will be holding a squatch chat there in August. So, kind of wanted to get the word out and talk to people and, you know, check it out ourselves, because Karen had never been there either. So it was just, you know, it was just a fun, relaxing weekend, and we actually ate this time. I know we're always talking about how we're so busy, we never really eat meals. You know, we always have all these snacks with us, but as far as actually eating a meal, we're really good about eating breakfast, and then that's kind of pretty much it for the day. So this time we actually ate and rested and had a good time. You know, we always have a good time regardless of what we're doing, but it was just a nice restful time. Cat saying, every time I hear about cultured Bigfoot, I picture them raising their pinkies while sitting down to tea. You know, you should watch the movie, because actually what it's about, and maybe you have, Cat, but what it is, cultured Bigfoot is not about the Bigfoot. It's about the much easier to find Bigfooter with the squatchers. So, and it's all about us. Yes, Heidi's on my computer being me right now. You should watch it, Kat. You know, we've had Bill and Amy on our show a couple of times. You know, they've had, after Cultured Bigfoot, they did a documentary called Paranormal Bigfoot, which is all the paranormal aspects of Bigfoot, which is, you know, of course, we're in that line where I feel like he's from another dimension. And many, many, many people on our team feel the same way, including Heidi. And now they're working on a new one called Native Bigfoot. And so I think in a couple of weeks now, they're going to embark on a 2 or 3 week tour across the country. And they're going to be going to different Indian tribes across the country and talking to the elders. I believe they're going up to Canada to talk to Alan Yerxa, and he is going to represent the Ojibwa. They're just kind of all over. So I think that one will be an excellent one as well. So they're going to get all the different tribes, what they think, what they say about Bigfoot. So I think they're trying to think that might come out by the end of the year. So I know we were kind of talking about Kim and I and Katie and, you know, Bill and Amy were saying, why didn't you come to the premiere of Paranormal Bigfoot? Because we had went to Cultured Bigfoot down in Tennessee and had a great time. And, you know, they said, we invited you. And I said, yeah. And I didn't really think about it until it was too late to make arrangements. But I said, you know, this time I think we really have to make an effort to go down there to Bristol, Tennessee, and be at the premiere for the next one, because I think it'll be a really good one. The vocalization audio in the first 5 minutes is what Steph and I heard when we were in the woods. Oh, yes, yes. So if you watch Paranormal Bigfoot, when Heidi and I watched that, because we had Amy and Bill on the show, and they sent us, before it was even out, they sent us a copy so that we could watch it. And I don't know if we watched it on the same day or whatever, but we were messaging each other, and we said, oh, my God, that is exactly what we heard when we were at our research quadrant. You can't get it to work, huh? I'm going to have to.
Okay, so yeah, when we were, we should switch seats so we don't. Well, we can hijack each other's thing. That's fine. When we were listening to the Paranormal Bigfoot, we both flipped out when we heard that audio, because when we were in the woods, now it was probably last fall. We were in the woods last fall, and we heard a vocalization that we didn't know what it was. We're like, what the heck was that? And then we heard it on that movie. And it was within the first 5 to 10 minutes, it was right in the beginning, that they played a clip of a vocalization that they think is Bigfoot. And I was like, oh, my God. And you and I flipped out.
Yes.
And I've heard it one other time, really close, really loud.
Yes.
And I am very clear of what it sounds like if I heard it again. Well, I did when I heard that video. I'm like, that's it.
Yes.
That is it. So, yeah, it was nuts. And, that right there was like, okay. We're hearing something.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I know. We're like, we should switch seats. And it's like, well, okay. Except now Stephanie's me and I'm Stephanie in the chat room, because we have now each other's computers.
That's right.
I don't know if I should call in to get Stephanie reconnected, or if she, anyway, so we're just going to, I wish I had my microphone in here, but I don't. It's in the other room. But we'll just have to get your computer figured out. But
it's all good. Why don't you come over here and I'll work on that?
Yeah. All right. All right. So talking about, I'm excited because next week we have another investigation at our elementary school that we like to go to. I'm really excited about that. We do a two-night investigation over at an elementary school here in St. Louis Park, and it's so active. I am so excited to get back there. So we have a two-night investigation coming up next Thursday, the 20th, and then the 27th. And we were there last month, at the end of the month, and we did, did I get it working?
I'm working. Can you hear me?
Oh, I did get it working. It's just that I got kicked off of Skype.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Heidi.
So, anyway, so last time we were there, it was so cool because we decided to stay in one group because we had, a group of, 10 of us, and we split into two groups for the first investigation. And then the second night, there were people in the gymnasium, which is where our group was the first night. It was nuts in there. But we couldn't get in there the second night, so we decided to stay in one group and go into a music room.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so active. Because you know how sometimes when you do a larger investigation, you want to break into smaller groups because it seems to be a little bit more active.
Yeah.
Oh, no. They knew it was a music room. It was all about performance. And whoever was communicating with us was ready to perform. It was
awesome.
So active. Yeah, it was really active. And this is the same place that I think last week I was talking about the Geoport session with the black Cadillac.
Mm-hmm.
Or no, it was black convertible.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
Black convertible. So this is the same location. So I'm really excited to go back because we have had so many interesting interactions there. And we always ask if anybody needs help. And so far we haven't had any takers.
They're all happy where they are, I guess, huh?
Yeah. So what do you do?
Yeah, well, you just, enjoy them. All right, so I have to talk about this because I saw this story online, and it's about, the headline is, and maybe some of you have seen it, I'm talking too loud, I'm sorry, because now I'm used to my microphone not working. Okay, so it says, Mississippi man awakes from the dead at a funeral home. Can you even believe this?
It's awful. That's like anybody's worst nightmare if they work in a funeral home.
Right? So it's
maybe. I guess I'm guessing on that.
I would assume. Can you imagine working in a funeral home and seeing this happen? So it was the 78-year-old Mississippi man that was declared dead. They took him, put him in a body bag, put him, brought him to the funeral home. And then a few hours later, the family got this crazy call from the funeral home saying he wasn't dead. And they said, well, he was in the body bag and they were going to embalm him. I don't know. They must do that like immediately. I don't know anything about
that.
Well,
I think
it's gross, but anyway.
I mean, unless they're cool and, down.
Or unless they're in a freezer or something, yeah. And it said that while he was waiting to be embalmed, the body bag was moved. Can you even imagine? And anyway, then they unzipped it and found alive. He was alive and awake. And so he went to the hospital, and I guess he's just fine.
So what happened that they thought he was dead? What I want to know. Like, how did that
happen? It doesn't say that. It just says, he was officially declared dead at his home. So I don't know if he had some, it doesn't detail what exactly was wrong with him, why they thought he was dead. But how about that? How about being the funeral worker that, you're just going to start doing this horrible process where they put these chemicals in you and take out your blood and stuff. And then the body bag starts working.
You wonder
this guy.
If there's so let's say that happens because I guess, sometimes people, their heart stops for a while, things happen. And then they come, they can be revived. So let's say this is some kind of natural process where for whatever reason their heart stopped or whatever it is that made people think this person is no longer living.
Yeah.
And then through some kind of natural resuscitation process, here they are, right?
Yeah.
You hope that there's some kind of process in the system, in where the mortuary or morgue or wherever they are, that they would test it one more time.
Well, you would think.
His temperature isn't dropping.
Yeah, maybe he's alive.
Maybe we should make sure, something else is not happening here.
Yeah, Dave said, I bet they needed clean shorts. Yeah, no kidding, right? I mean, oh my gosh. I think it would be creepy to work at a funeral home anyway.
I can't imagine.
I can't either.
I mean, and maybe they're used to that. Because, well, here's what I've heard, is that sometimes bodies go, like, they spasm.
Yes.
Because the muscles are relaxing and stuff. Maybe this isn't such a big deal for them. Because they're like, oh, they just thought it was a regular. But then all of a sudden the guy starts moaning or something.
There he is, wide awake.
He's looking around like, how do I get out of here? Or he's moaning or crying.
Right.
Saying hello. I mean, then you'd probably freak out.
Yeah.
But I would, maybe they're used to moving.
Oh, I don't know.
I heard that I don't know if that's true.
Have
if anybody
works
in a mortuary or anything from morgue, can you let us know? Because we're curious.
Man. Yuck. Caca. So Casey and I watched this crazy movie last night on Netflix. Don't ask me what the name it was. I don't know. But it was it was one of those just the good scare movies, you know? And oh my God, I let out so many screams last night and Casey was just laughing her butt off. You know, it was a good scare.
You screamed out loud.
And for like lengthy amounts of time.
Well, I don't know that I've done that.
Well, it was like one of those axe murderer things, right? So this family has this old house on a lake that they go to every once in a while. It's out east somewhere in Virginia. And so it's just the mother and the two daughters that go there first. And here's this creepy guy that actually lived there forever, right? But nobody knows he's still alive. And he decides he's going to murder them all, right? And so then the husband comes later and he gets him. I mean, it was just gross and, you know, very frightening. And yes, I screamed out loud for I don't know how many minutes. And of course all the animals are like, oh my God, what's going on? And Casey's laughing. I don't know what made me think of that, because I would scream if this were me in the funeral home and the body bag is moving and then you unzip it and here's this guy staring at you. I mean, wouldn't you scream like mad? I would. I mean, really? Dead woman wakes up screaming.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so that link. So Kat in the chat room posted a link about, she's like, well, this isn't the first time it's happened. Well, I'm sure it isn't. So here's one from Berlin. So I looked at the link. This is a dead woman wakes up screaming at funeral home. Prosecutors in Germany have charged a doctor with negligent bodily harm for declaring a 92-year-old woman dead, only for her to awaken again in a refrigerated room in a funeral home. This prosecutor said Tuesday the 53-year-old doctor, whose name wasn't released in line with privacy regulations, could face anything from a fine to prison time if convicted. Oh,
my goodness.
The doctor is alleged to have pronounced the seriously ill woman dead in March after a caregiver found her without a pulse and not breathing at a retirement home. That evening, a worker at the funeral home where she'd been taken heard a scream from the refrigeration room and discovered the woman alive. Here's the deal. She died 2 days later in a hospital from heart disease unrelated to the incident. Maybe she had a heart attack from being found in a refrigerator.
Can you even
imagine? I'm not saying that's what happened, but can you, like, what are the odds? Okay, she's supposed to be going. Because
right.
She died, and then apparently she wasn't dead, and then she died again. It was her time.
And then she wakes up in a drawer in a body bag at a funeral home. Oh, my God.
Well, it doesn't say she's in a body bag, did it? No,
she's in a refrigerated drawer,
room.
Right?
Oh, refrigerated room.
Oh, a room. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
And it doesn't say body bag.
I mean, that's just... yeah.
That's wild.
And then Kat says that would take some explaining for the hospital or coroner. Well, you're talking about the first one. Yeah, wouldn't it, though? I mean, what would you say if you were either one of those people? I mean, okay, yeah, he's dead. And then, oh, no, he's really not, because here he is, you know?
Yeah.
Crazy.
It's wild.
It is wild.
That, I don't know. For me, that would be scary. But I think if you work in a funeral home or a morgue or something, you'd probably be used to weird stuff happening. You should probably be used to it, or you're going to be in trouble.
Yeah.
I would think.
Yeah.
That's like being a paranormal investigator and screaming when you see a spirit or something weird happen. It's like, you should know.
Exactly.
That
stuff
might happen.
Right.
You know, otherwise you might be in the wrong business.
True.
Don't you think?
Probably. You know, do you remember that movie Drop Dead Gorgeous that was filmed in Minnesota? I love that movie. If you haven't seen it, you should watch it.
I haven't seen it forever. I think I probably saw it when it first came out.
One of the main characters, and I can't think of what her name is now, she was in the Spider-Man movies too, but she played this young high school kid, and she worked at the funeral home, right? So she did makeup on all the dead people, and so they showed her, you know, dancing around, putting on makeup on these dead people like it was just an everyday occurrence, and I'm just like, what a gross thing to do. Sorry, that's just me.
Well, but, I don't know. You might not like it, but...
Yeah, but I guess she did. Well, in the movie, anyway. But anyway, for those of you who have never seen Drop Dead Gorgeous, you should. Yeah, oh my God, it's a typical Minnesota. I mean, they must have come up to Minnesota and watched everything that we do up here, because all the weird little idiosyncrasies of Minnesotans are all present in this weird, crazy movie. So, and it's hysterical, by the way. We laugh from the minute it starts till the minute it ends. So Kirstie Alley's in it, and you know, it's just
Kirsten Dunst is who you're thinking of.
Yes, and
Chris, as well. Yes, Kirstie Alley's in it. Yes, I'm looking it up
Kirstie
right
Alley
now.
Kirstie Alley is crazy woman, but and you know who else is in is Ellen Barkin, and oh my God, she's so hysterical in that show. And the girl that's in the TV show that's on CBS now, the mom and daughter one. I can't.
Oh, Allison Janney.
Yeah.
Is in it. Oh, I'm looking at it right now. I see all the people.
Oh my God,
it's actually a huge cast. It came out in 1995.
It's an old movie.
No, it came out in 99, but it's based in 95, which why would you do that 4 years?
Know.
I don't get that.
I don't know, but it's really a funny movie. And, you know, the only reason I bring it up is because here's Kirsten Dunst dancing around the dead people, putting on makeup, you know, because we're talking about funeral homes. But it's a great movie. So anybody out there wants to watch a funny movie about Minnesotans or Minnesota, that's it. Because we just crack up, you know, from the taking the lawn chairs out to the front yard if there's something exciting going on in the neighborhood too. I'm wondering if nobody else does that in any other states, you know? But at any rate, and the way we talk, of course, it's very exaggerated, can I just say. But, well, goodness. We have just talked about all kinds of stuff tonight.
No. We have all sorts of stuff that have happened, and now we have all sorts of things coming up. So, oh, and I'm excited for our Bigfoot days coming up.
Yeah, I think it'll be really fun. I haven't gotten the final what's going on up there yet, if we're going to be speaking or not. And like I said, I'm just happy as a clam if we don't, because I think it's great to just be there and talk to everybody. But yeah, it'll be fun. Bigfoot days is always fun. There's always a million people. My gosh, there were people at our booth from when we were setting up, before we were set up, until we walked away. So it's a fun time. If anybody lives in Minnesota and wants to come to a fun event and you like Bigfoot, come on up. It's in the home of Bigfoot, which I say is Bena, which is north of there, but they like to have that there in Reamer. It seems like a good plan to have whoever's in charge of calling you dead be an actual doctor. Absolutely. Well, interesting. Well, Heidi, it's 8:58.
It is.
It's been an exciting show. My microphone, Skype stopped working, and so I had to come to your computer, and oh my gosh.
I got it all hooked up for you, though.
Your
screen and my video wasn't frozen or anything.
So what did you do different? What did you do that I didn't do?
It's magic. Magic fingers. That's what I have.
And I got to say, so today, just so everybody knows this, that Heidi and I are on the exact same wavelength, we messaged each other at the same second in time, because I sent my message and hers appeared, and they both said literally the same thing.
The same exact thing.
Show's tonight. You know,
like, where are we going to be? It was like, boom, same exact moment.
It was just the most bizarre thing ever. Yeah. So
it was cool.
Anyway.
Good. Well, I just, again, want to say thanks to everybody who's listening out there in internet world. And, thanks for tuning in. If you have any ideas for topics of shows, please let us know. Send it to us however you can get it to us. And we'd be happy to take it and run with it.
Absolutely.
And Sarge,
absolutely.
Thank you for producing. Mm-hmm. Para X, thank you for hosting this awesome network and having us on board. We love it. And we'll see everybody, next week?
Ah, sounds good. Have a good week, everyone. We'll see you same bad time, same bad place.
Thanks, everybody. Good night.